Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Todd Chrisley is dreading his possible prison transfer and doesn't want to leave the Florida facility where he's serving his 12-year sentence because he's scared he'll be moved too far from his family. His attorney, Jay Sergeant, told RadarOnline.com that while Todd has his complaints about FPC Pensacola, he's grown familiar with life at the prison, which includes visits from his daughter, Savannah Chrisley, nearly every weekend. Todd doesn't want to be transferred, mainly because he's scared Savannah's weekly visits might be less frequent. Rumors began to swirl that the Chrisley Knows Best star might be potentially moved to Alabama. However, we're told his legal team hasn't gotten official word about any transfer. Todd has been open about FPC Pensacola's conditions, calling the food disgusting, complaining about mold, and alleging a dead cat fell from the ceiling and into the cuisine. He doesn't want to be transferred over his comments and concerns, Sergeant told RadarOnline.com, adding that he doesn't want to be retaliated against. Savannah claimed she was informed that her famous father is facing a possible prison transfer. However, Sergeant said the speculation only stems from a letter she got from an inmate inside the system itself. Well, it's happening. The retaliation is real and the only way they'll listen is when I post and call them out. Looks like they are going to be trying to move my dad to Alabama all because he chose to stand up for what is right. The audio recordings that I have are insane. Savannah claimed on social media this week. Despite the challenges at Pensacola, the incarcerated reality star has become a mentor of his fellow inmates, with Sergeant telling TMZ that Todd believes God put him behind bars to help others. Todd made the accusations about the facility during his first prison interview with News Nation's Chris Cuomo. The food is dated and it's out of date by, at minimum, a year. It's a year past expiration. And they're literally starving these men to death here. These men are getting, I don't know, they are getting 1,000 calories a day, Todd told Cuomo. I've been told this by a staff member, one of the ways she's trying to break me is by cutting down what you can buy in commissary, he claimed. So, before she came here, you could buy 12 packs of tuna a week. She cut it down to 6, and from 6 it went to 3. She has not given a reason. When I asked her about it, she said commissary is a privilege, not a right. The prison denied Todd's allegations.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.